the Pacific Island countries have actually been a leader on these issues for quite a long time now. And so I think now they're just ready to take that to the next level and really see what they can do. And there was actually a new study released today from a professor, Callum Roberts, at the University of York, showing some of the impacts of climate change on the ocean and showing that marine reserves can help the oceans and the people who depend on them adapt to climate change. And Pacific Island countries have been at the forefront of trying to set aside portions of the ocean for protection. So we're hoping that this new study and the recent developments around climate change will drive countries all over the world to follow that example and establish marine protected areas and marine reserves to help build resilience to climate change.
What role can the Pew Charitable Trusts play in all those areas? Because as well as a scientific and a campaigning organization, you're also a philanthropic organization. I mean, can you assist financially?
We are assisting in all sorts of different ways. For example, we are funding science that helps show what's needed to protect the oceans. We're also working with governments all over the world and here in at the UN to develop policies that ensure that we have healthy, sustainable oceans into the future.
Going back to the breakdown, as it were, in the US connection with this because of Donald Trump's statement the other day, I mean, in a curious kind of way, could it perhaps have a positive effect? Because we're already hearing that throughout the United States, individual state leaders, the mayor of Pittsburgh, for example, came out and said, mm-hmm. This is not the way we feel about climate change. It could actually galvanize people who perhaps have been sitting back and allowing government to do the work for them.
It could. I think you're right. We're also seeing people like Michael Bloomberg coming forward saying that he'll help cover some of the costs that the U.S. are no longer going to be putting forward. So I think you're right. I think that there are people really stepping up based on the result of this recent news.
So this particular conference is really going to set the benchmark, isn't it, for the much bigger COP23, the next UN climate convention to come later in the year? Because whilst clearly Oceans Conference will focus on oceans, in essence, there are much bigger issues at stake here. The whole issue of climate change.
That is true. I think this is really a chance for leaders to come together and look at the Ocean Sustainable Development Goal and what needs to be done specifically on oceans. And I think this meeting will be followed by a whole series of other meetings that we hope will be impacted in a positive way because of this meeting. For example, there are meetings related to endangered species, the Convention on International Trade of Endangered Species. There are meetings related to the various tuna fisheries management bodies. There are all sorts of international meetings that happen every year. And so we're hoping that the momentum from this meeting carries forward and really drives all of those other international bodies to do more.